All right, guys, welcome back to the Loaf Lounge. You got your usual peeps here today. We're talking about whatever we want to come up with. I think we're going to talk about Neuralink first, right?
Yeah, I'll talk about that brain implant.
Mr. Elonious Musket and his brain implants.
Yeah, the guy's excited about it. You guys heard that the first thing he did after he got full control of it was play Civilization 6 all night?
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's what he did. He played Civilization 6 all night.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I literally just read it like not even 20 minutes ago. I was like, well, that's a good use of it, I guess.
That's impressive that he could do that. You got to do a lot of mouse shit with that game.
Well, he did a lot of head shit, so he's good to go, yeah. I guess.
Well, you know what? Can you, for everyone, explain what is a Neuralink?
I was about to say, for those of you who don't know, it's a brain implant.
You don't know, you're dumb. Sorry.
It's exactly. But it's a brain implant that lets you basically do a computer, like keyboard mouse input. I don't know if it can do keyboard or not, but I know it can control a mouse. And you kind of just do it with your mind, like it's like you're doing the Force. Sounds really weird, but the first human has gotten the implant, so there's that. I also heard they killed a lot of animals testing this, like upwards of 400.
Well, you know, you need sacrifices in the name of science, so.
I don't know. Unfortunately, I'd ever want a fucking Elon Musk chip in my brain.
I mean, it lets someone play Civilization, so that's be good. I wonder if it's fast enough for me to be good at Call of Duty, finally. If I just get it, like, right here into my brain.
Would you really get that?
Fuck no. What the hell? Can you imagine getting it?
No fucking way, bro.
Would I want to lose my humanity? Yes.
So Gabe, because you don't know much about it, let me explain to you what it is. They drill a hole right here in a perfect circle, and they attach wire diodes and stuff to your brain cortex. And okay. They use the electrical impulses of your brain to power it. And it's like a transceiver. So it uses the parts of your brain that detects motion. So when you think go right or left, it thinks it does it. So that's pretty much what it does. And then when they drill the hole in your skull, they kind of like put your skin back over it and they kind of sew it up. So now you just have a hole in your skull and you hope you don't die from it. So that's pretty fun.
And you can, like, you have to fucking charge it and shit. You have to charge your brain at night. It's fucking wild. I could never do that because I don't want to, like, be there in bed one night and then I'm just sitting there and then an ad pops up right in front of me. It's like, hey, subscribe to Twitter Blue, please.
Yeah, can you imagine that shit? There's like
there's a hot MILF in your area.
Fucking link in bio.
Yep. It's gonna be a crazy future. I mean, we're heading more and more towards Cyberpunk 2077, you know? We're only, what, 30? Oh, we're only 33 years off. Oh, man, that's going to be a crazy time, isn't it? Have you guys played Cyberpunk?
We've transplanted eyes at this point. It's only a matter of time where they kind of combine these ideas and make, like, some
actual eyeballs. You can see with those?
Yeah, they make, like, artificial eyeballs, but you can, like, go. You can search the web with them or some shit like that. That'll probably happen in our lifetime.
No. Camera app on these eyes, and then you can see with them.
You just gotta wink.
Boom. No more blindness.
It's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to copy and paste over here.
I'm taking a screenshot, bro.
Bro, my brain is so dumbass. I feel like there's so many glitches on my brain that I feel like if they would implant this, it would be like, oh shit, I deleted something again.
It's a weird time that we're in, where technology's like at its transformation point, where stuff gets ridiculous.
Well, I think we're on the line of like, I think like technology did evolve, but I feel it stagnated for a while and then it keep evolving still, but it takes a while because those are big projects.
No, it's because like, the aliens came and visited us again. That's why.
Yo, you know, I just remembered something and I wrote down like five things for us to talk about, but this has nothing to do with it. So I read something the other day about this guy that like lived in the ocean for like a couple months or something like that, like exclusively in the water. Okay. And apparently his telomeres, which are basically like part of your chromosomes that tell you how long you have to live in a very, very basic sense, got longer when he lived in the water. So he basically he supposedly extended his life by doing that. So we're getting to some weird territory there.
So what you're saying is I'm going to eject myself with water.
Basically. Or fish.
It kind of makes sense if you think about it, right? Because, I mean, like, the longest living organisms are in the water, you know? You also are made up of water. A lot of things happen around water. The earth is like 80% water. You drink water. You bathe in water.
You have to be like water.
Your whole life. Yeah, yeah. Your whole life revolves around water. So it makes sense.
Yeah. But real question here. If you have the chance to be immortal, would you take it?
Probably. Just because I'm a pussy.
That's interesting. Let me ask you this. Would you rather be a vampire or not a vampire?
I wouldn't be like, I already have my answer about would. Like being immortal. I wouldn't. I don't want to be on Earth. I don't want to be on Earth when my child dies. I mean, I don't want child, but
I mean,
the point is there. I don't want to be there when the planet explodes.
Can you imagine just floating out in space and not dying still? You're just there chilling. I mean,
well, hold on. But shit. Being immortal isn't the same thing as being invincible. So, I mean, like, if you're immortal, then you could just...
You never die.
You could just choose, you know? You could just choose.
Can you imagine being immortal and you can't die? And someone throws you, like, in a lake? Someone throws you in a lake and you just keep drowning constantly? Can you imagine that shit? Man, that'd be terrible.
That would suck.
Imagine but, like dying, being in space, the planet exploded, and then you're like...
Honestly, that kind of stuff gives me a lot of anxiety when I think too hard about it. But I probably would do it.
I wouldn't just because I'm not scared of death. I think it's part of the cycle, and I'm not really scared of it. I don't like people around me dying, but like I'm not scared of myself of like dying itself. Yes, as a human, I want to live, but I already accepted that the fact that we are human and we're only here for a limited amount of time. So it's important to have fun. It's important to like live your life while you can without like shooting yourself in the foot. But
and that's our segue into reminding
speaking of death.
That to remind you about the 400 animals that have died because of Neuralink. Don't forget that, guys.
Actually, though, speaking of death, did you guys see what happened with that bridge?
No, what bridge? Bridge collapsed.
Bridge collapsed. What was it? I didn't get a chance to actually read the whole thing, but I was talking to my dad about it. In Baltimore, a bridge... Oh shit! Oh,
because a cargo ship rammed into it.
Wow! But I think a couple of cars were on it or something. So that's pretty bad. Damn! I didn't see the pictures till just now. Wow! That's crazy.
I'm trying to see anyone. Well, there's six missing construction workers. They're probably dead. But
probably.
Yeah, that sucks.
Unfortunately.
It said that the ship lost power.
Interesting.
Rest in peace. Hope their family doing fine.
How does a ship just lose power? That's kind of weird.
Well, and if it lost power, how did it manage to do all that? What the fuck?
You know what? This is what I say, okay? We should revert technology a couple thousand years and put sails back on the boats. And then there you go. You don't have to worry about power again. You just use wind power. Renewable
energy. There should be some sort of backup or like some sort of like preventative measure to, you know, not have this happen. I mean, it's the only time that I've ever seen this happen, but that fucking sucks.
I mean, the Mothman. Have you not seen the Mothman? That bridge in Virginia? Yeah. There's a bridge collapse in Virginia, and they blame it on the Mothman.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Silver Bridge. It happened in 1967. It collapsed during the two-hour, during the rush hour. It was one of the only bridges, I believe, that connected two states together. Let me see. Virginia and Ohio. And I was in Point Pleasant, and it just went bye-bye. And they killed a bunch of people.
How do you know about that?
How do I know about it? Because I am the Mothman.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because my mom wasn't even alive when that happened. Like, what?
Why? Because I'm into cryptid shit. I love cryptids, and it was part of cryptid lore.
So you only know about it because of the Mothman.
Because of the Mothman. He gave us omens, and they didn't listen.
I will have a question for you guys after, in the podcast, but actual question because of that meme that I'm still laughing at, like with Reddit being like, that guy, New York Daily News, arrested in Arizona, penis man claims there are more penis men. Can you explain to me what the fuck is going on?
Wait, what?
What happened?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Send us the meme. I want to see it.
Okay.
What do penis man memes are do you I send talking? Here?
No, I don't think I can.
So we have penis man meme?
It's an actual, like, if you, like, I wrote, like, Reddit to get the meme back, but if you write the thing, it's actually, there's actually, bro.
Oh,
I don't know if this is actually.
No, it's true. So it's penis man. As in, he did graffiti artists. He's a graffiti artist, and he's saying that there's more of him. But wait, I don't think graffiti, like, they use spray paint on top of buildings to make art.
Yeah.
I don't think they're drawing penises. So.
Really? Are you sure?
I
wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I'm sorry. He sprayed the words penis man on a bunch of buildings. Clearly, it looked like 33 of them. So, okay.
It's just like with the Reddit picture, it's just perfect because, like, you know how in Dragon Ball, like, it would be like, there are two Saiyans coming to her, it's stronger than me. And I was like, this other penis man.
I'm just saying they sent a SWAT out for him because he wrote penis man on a building. That seems kind of excessive.
There might be a penis man among us.
Perhaps.
Yeah, they just say 1 in 3 men are penis men.
I wish there was
I'd say 3 out of 3 probably are, but, you know.
I don't know about this day and age, man. I don't know.
Okay, 2 out of 3.
Okay, there we go.
2 out of 4.
Or
honestly, I'd say 3 out of 3 women are penis men too. So,
not all women are penis men. You know, they sometimes like to slam the clams. You know, what I'm talking about.
Everybody is a penis man.
Kitty man, kitty woman.
You know where everybody, and you know this episode is probably gonna need to get like super censored because.
I'm going to say penis. Penis is fine.
Penis. Yeah, well, also, I almost made like a Kermit joke earlier. And that's cool. As close as I'm going to get to saying it. But stuff you can do in Minecraft, you know?
Oh, in Minecraft. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody comes from the penis.
That's true. That's true.
So everybody's a penis man.
Okay. I mean, if you think about it, the clitoris is just a small penis.
But no? what if someone did something they're not supposed to, like cloning? You're not Alvin the penis.
That already exists.
I mean, they think you're Adrian.
I mean, you came from the penis, right? So no, they're just copying double penis.
They're copying a penis man.
But they can't copy you from your DNA and not necessarily from the sperm itself.
No. But I came up from a penis, right? So that means that when they copy me, that's just a copy and paste penis man. So exactly. Everyone's a penis man.
Very true. Yeah.
But technically, it doesn't come from the penis. So is it after?
It's a copy of a penis man.
It may not be perfect. It could be kind of crooked. It could be kind of, you know, whatever it has to do. It could be in a Z shape.
Oh, okay. Let's start a debate in the comment section about penis man. Let's go. Let's make it real.
If you've ever met a penis man, please leave a comment down below.
The FBI did.
Good point. Good point.
So about cryptids. I like cryptids. Oh, okay, never mind. We'll move on.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, can I do a little gamey segment, except if you're not done with what you were saying?
Sure.
The floor is yours.
Hey, let's go. Dance time. All right, so Project L, 2x scale. They're already starting to take...
Hold on. Beta testers.
Don't use the cooler name. No, you got to use the shitty name they came up with. So yeah, what is it called? Oh god, so fucking
2x scale. So you can already apply for playtest. That's going to be probably later this year, probably. I think they're going to start doing playtests around like June, maybe. And for the rest of the year, and then they might release the game early 2025 or like mid 2025. That's my feeling. It's gonna depend like how good everything is. If they're satisfied, they might like it might come out earlier. If they're not, like it might take one more year. Like it might come out like end of 2025. But it's already good that we're getting a playtest because it means we're getting closer to the goal.
And then closer to be honest, KO.
I only signed up for it because you guys were going to do it. My level of interest for this game is so low because it's from the League of Legends people.
I know, but...
I mean, to be fair, it's free.
It's a 2D fighting game. I mean,
yeah, it's free.
It's a 2D fighting game, and we can play 2v2s. Eh?
We will sure see.
But it's kind of sad because, like, you know, like, they're not... They're really not the best. They did some stuff that it's not the best. The campaign is a bit shady, but it's like I love the League universe. There's a lot of character in there that I really love. I love like the old lore. Let's say as well, like there's a lot of people who liked what was the name of the series? The next season's coming out this year at the end of the year, season two. Is the League of Legends series
Valorant?
on Netflix?
Oh, on Netflix? I have no idea.
Arcana? No, it's
they did a show, man. Jeez, yeah, I don't know about this League of Legends thing, man.
Arcane.
Oh, dude, Arcane. So, hey, wait, hold on. Have you not seen the show? The show's actually really fucking good. And I don't say fucking very often.
I do.
Bro, I don't give a shit about Netflix anymore. Can't do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you guys in USC. Yeah. Fuck that. If we were in the same situation as you guys, I would totally not support them. I really don't, but, you know.
Wait, is Netflix better for you guys?
Yeah, we can still share our password and stuff like that.
Seriously? What the fuck? So yeah, they only did that here?
Yeah.
Yo, that's another thing that we need to talk about that I didn't write down. Apple's getting sued by the U.S. government.
Why is that? That could be
over the iMessage shit.
Yep. No more green or blue bubbles.
And they're going to have to allow different app stores to exist on the iPhone.
Well, you know the controversy between the red and blue bubbles, right? The issue is that iMessaging is encrypted and they default back to SMS. So the messages aren't encrypted. So they're like, yo, it's encrypted, like, between platforms, and even my Google don't give a fuck about it, and they encrypt their shit. How come you can't do it? And they're just like,
they're purposefully not enabling RCS while all other smartphones can do it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wouldn't be hard for the phones to do it.
If I remember my Android, the Samsung app doesn't do it, or like I need to activate some shit. But I use the Google one that encrypts it, so I'm fine.
Yeah, I use the Google messaging. The basic one on Samsung, I don't know if it does that or not, but Google owns Android, so I would just go with whatever texting thing they got there. If you really, really care about your security, then, I don't know, use some sketchy shit like WhatsApp or no, that one's owned by Facebook. Use like Telegram or
Telegram's owned by Twitter.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
Signal. Use Signal. That's an app.
It doesn't matter. No one's looking through your shit, bro. Like
exactly.
Oh no, like, no. The government's definitely looking through your stuff. Make sure you use all the
If they actively wanted to do it, they could fucking do it no matter what. So
yeah.
No, they are doing it. What are you talking about? All the people who think the government's watching specifically you, it's true. Yeah.
I don't give a shit, man.
Yeah. All you schizo out there who think it's happening, it's true.
Only the people that if you actively think you're being watched, that's the only time you are.
They know you're thinking about it because of all the 5G towers around, and so they watch even more.
And that's how they spread COVID, by the 5G towers. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, you're gonna trigger so many people by saying
this. No, actually,
this is
actually
like the
we actually need to stop now because it's gonna be flagged as misinformation to YouTube. Bro, we're gonna be like,
everything in this fucking podcast has been like shit we need to cut out of it. We've talked about penis men. We talked about suicide. We talked about fucking whatever we just talked about. Like,
we talked about suicide? When?
I didn't say the word, but I meant it earlier.
I mean, you could talk about it.
You can't. Yeah, you're not supposed to.
We did. We already did in the past.
I just didn't say it. Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Well, they can suck my dick. A lot of people does. They can suck my penis, man.
If our channel was big enough, we would get flagged for it.
Right. It's fine. We're good. It'll probably hold us back in like 6 years from now or something, but you know, we'll just say we're dumb or something.
Anyway,
the anime season's ending.
I was about to finish my gimmick situation, but
no, finish your thing. Finish your thing. Finish your thing.
All right, I'm finishing off. Anyway, Dragon Dogma 2.
Nah, fuck that game.
Well, to be honest,
microtransactions.
It doesn't matter. All that fucking microtransaction is already like in the game. It doesn't give much. But it's like, it's dumb. Yes, it's dumb. I agree with that. It shouldn't be there. But people are complaining for nothing, like always. But always. Mostly it's just because there is a game, it's not optimized, it was shit, and then because of that, well, they complain even more about other stuff. So I think
honestly, go ahead. Go, sorry.
Okay. I think people have the right to complain. Like, it's fine to have an opinion and everything. I think that is, I don't know. I'm mixed about that old situation. Just letting it go. I know it's gonna they're gonna fix stuff, and then people are just gonna go on and complain about the next game. So
now I don't have any interest in this game at all. But I was kind of joking about the microtransaction thing. I know that you can just choose not to use them and you can get all that stuff in the game and whatever. But it is very whack that there's Denuvo or something, or anti-cheat in a single player game. Yeah. That's annoying. Why? If people want to cheat in their single player game, fucking let them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let me give you my other complaint. Well, two things. I have a question for you. Why is it more? Why does it cost so much on PC compared to console? It's at least $5 more.
Just because it runs poorly, they gotta pay somebody to make it run better.
Oh, just don't pay for a Twitch sub. Come on, I'm joking. Stop drinking your coffee, God, or eating your avocado on biscuits.
So, did you guys already buy the game?
No.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
No, I'm not buying that. The hell?
Good. Thank you. I'm glad. You guys like to buy games a lot.
I'm proud of you. I like to buy fighting games.
Proud of you.
The only way why I would buy it is if it's on a sale. Because I am interested, because I'm going through Dragon's Dogma 1 right now. So
I'll say this.
My birthday's coming up and I want Under Night and Birth 2.
Okay, that's good, because you never said you could buy you anything, so now I can buy you something. Jesus Christ, finally.
Happy birthday.
The dude's like, oh, you're going to spend $3 on me? That's too much money.
There's a difference between $3 and $60.
We're going to play the game. There's a difference. We're going to play the game. Who cares?
We're just here to have fun. Life is fun.
Because then you can buy it too.
Let me ask you this. When I'm dead, where's the money going to go?
In your pants.
To your child.
She's set in stone. Don't worry about that. So my personal money, where's it going to go? The bills
first. To your child.
No, it goes to bills first.
Why you got bills, bro? Because you buying games?
Okay.
Bills because I'm an adult. What the fuck?
Let me give you a question, Harrison. Where my money's going to go?
Fuck if I know, man. I haven't looked too much into that. I told you I get anxiety about death. So why would I fucking look into that right now?
That's what I meant earlier. Like, it's called enjoy life. It's a perk. It's a good perk.
I want you guys to not make yourself broke over games. Oh, that's all.
No. I ain't going to do that anyway. Like, I'm always.
It also could be I'm very cheap. Money. So that also could just be part of it, of why I feel that way.
Oh, you're cheap. So I can get you anytime.
Very cheap.
Can confirm.
Yeah. I like buying shit, but only when it's really cheap.
Oh boy.
Does it make your dopamine pop up? Like, I got this shit for like 20 cents compared to $60.
No, that's my wife, bro. She
play it to XKO. It's free, bro.
But the Steam sales, they get me. They definitely get me sometimes.
Oh my God, 500 games for $20. Let's go!
Hell
Bro, I have a good deal for you, Harrison. Get to Canada. You're going to have free Netflix and you're gonna have free games from my share.
Dude, I'm so bummed that that happened. I can't believe, I guess I can believe it, but it really sucks that they region locked that.
I know, I was surprised. I was like,
it's a damn shame.
Oh well, you're not gonna have my like 100 and whatever games.
A thousand. You have more than 1,000 games on Steam.
No, he's talking about something else. That's what he's talking about.
No, oh, I know. No. At least the ones I don't already own.
I mean, I'm talking about spiciness, bro.
I've never had a questionable game ever. Actually, I take that back. Whenever I first had my cell phone, back in the old days, I, for some reason, really got into playing pornographic strip poker. It was a $15 game. I downloaded it. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
There's do you know a funny fact?
Sure.
There's one on Steam.
Oh, I bet there is. That's not surprising. I don't know. I guess since this is just like the not safe for work episode, Andrew, you've always seemed like you're like anti-hentai, despite being an anime fan. It's interesting.
What? I'm gonna who told y'all is anti-hentai?
You.
No.
Bro,
I never said that.
Say H, not a hen.
I've never been against the ties, okay?
Oh, great. Now we're racist.
No. He's talking about the ties. You know, like the ties, like tight.
Oh, no, like a tie.
Oh, a tie.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to play one, we're both in America. We can Steam share. We just can't get Norse's, but I've got some. Don't worry.
I know, I just never played a tie game before. You know,
they're pretty funny.
I mean, get
okay. Let me get back. I've played a visual novel before. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too bad.
Which one?
I don't know. Some ninja one. I don't know. It was on. Believe it or not, it was on the Switch. It was on the Switch store, and I was like,
yeah. Oh, then. That loosely counts.
Oh, probably no, it's shown. No, it's shown.
Really?
Yeah. That's because Nintendo has made it easier to buy that kind of stuff now on their store.
Near review.
Really?
Is it
that's actually surprising.
Huh?
Is it Ninin Days?
Oh. No, I have to find it. Well, you can say it. Okay, it's just a game name.
I'm actually really surprised. That exists on the Switch.
Yep.
I'm gonna lie, she's kind of cute.
Oh god, Norsay's about to open up his wallet. Let's go, there's more sauce.
I love how in the scoring it's like, not bad, 6 on 10.
Man, there's a lot of those games out there. A lot of them are pretty garbage, but they exist.
The one I care the most is only those that has a good story. I always tell you this, but like,
if there's
no good story, well, I don't see the point.
I see the point.
I'm gonna put bad reviews on those who has a trash story.
Although, you could for games that don't necessarily have a good story, you definitely could just like search for the PNGs if you really wanted to without buying the game.
No. You can't do that to yourself. You gotta. Oh,
yeah.
You gotta go through it all, man. Through it all.
I don't know about that, Chief. saves you a couple bucks.
I mean, why would I download the PNGs off a website when I can play gacha games and get them with $20?
Maybe. Bro, I played a gacha one maybe like a year ago. That was pretty bad. That was a bad money pit. Would not recommend doing that. Do not combine that with gacha.
What was it? No, so dice. We all know.
Not saying.
I feel like I know. I remember something or a game like that.
Yeah.
Was it on the web or was it an actual game?
I think it's on both.
I think
it's on Steam too.
Is it?
Let me see.
I don't think it's the same.
It is on Steam.
Okay, send in DM just so I know, just to be.
Just so you know.
If I know what it is.
I'm pretty sure I talked to you about it before.
You might. And I might have already played it in the past.
Well, I played it for a bit. The gameplay was like semi-okay just because I like gacha games in general. Would not recommend, though.
I know the name, but I never played.
It's a game.
What the
It hell? Is a game.
No.
So, like, what's the probability of us uploading this episode?
100%.
Ah, fuck.
All right, who cares? We say what we want.
Guess I gotta start making some 9/11 jokes.
Oh, hold on. Oh, no. You're gonna make me work for some stuff. I don't wanna work for it.
But you guys got any other topics? Things you wanna talk about?
I don't really know. You guys got anything? I mean, we're only what, 30 minutes in?
The anime, a bunch of animes are ending / new seasons beginning.
Yeah, you're right. Like Solo Leveling is almost over. It's because the 12th episode is coming up. I wonder if we're going to get a season 2 or not.
I don't know why you want it.
I haven't been watching it.
Because basically the one that does it is the AAA one. Studio A1. Yeah, Studio A1. The one that does Sword Art Online. But they get every adaptation for like... Webtoon. They did in the past. But like most of the time, I was not satisfied with the adaptation because it was pretty. It wasn't following the webtoon enough, to my taste. Or like there was some major problem with the adaptation that made it like pretty bad.
Bro, I'm so ready for Saturday.
What's Saturday?
My favorite anime. The second season is going to finish on Saturday. Danger's in my heart. So good. But I love romance anime. So, but that is like the number one trending anime for like since it's been airing. It's really fucking good. If you like romance anime, that is.
That makes me think. Dragon Ball Daima might be coming soon as well.
Not till like towards the end of the year, but
oh yeah,
yeah, that's gonna be ending either Saturday or next Saturday, depending. I think there might be one extra episode, but the climax of the story is definitely happening next episode.
Why does iDive have so many series? Like they have Eminence in Shadow, they have like this one that you told about, there's another one, like they're getting a couple of good anime
these days. I've nabbed the good shit. They had Oshinoko too, which that's coming back this summer.
I might stop so like cool. paying for Crunchyroll and just go to iDive.
I use both for, you know, I pay for High Dive, but I also search the Seven Seas because I hate how High Dive, the UI just sucks ass. So I do surf the seas to play it on a better video player, but I do still pay for it.
Yeah, I like sucking ass too.
I don't like Crunchyroll only because like they are hiring all the prices and like they started pissing me off.
Fair. Very fair. I know I'm actually about to finish up Frieren tonight.
Frieren is good from what I heard.
It is. It had a little bit of a like a point towards the middle, but I got back into it and it's good. I'm enjoying it. I expected to get another season, honestly. I say that now, not knowing what the finale will be like, but I assume that they probably could continue it.
When was it? Give me a sec.
Oh, and I know ReZero's coming back pretty soon.
You know what shows come out that I've really enjoyed?
What's that?
Go ahead.
Have you guys seen the new X-Men 97?
No.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
I've only been watching anime, bro. I haven't watched, like, any regular shows. Been full weeb mode.
X-Men's kind of cool.
Never even been an X-Men guy, honestly.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I like Marvel, but X-Men's, eh.
That means, eh. You're in.
I know I didn't talk about it. I know I didn't talk about it like that last podcast because like it happened after, like one day after I think. But bro, I'm super happy that we're getting more info about Sparking Zero. I'm gonna show a bit more hype on the podcast most of the time, but it's like I'm just straight up just happy about it because they are always making it better, and every single I don't want to say showcase but trailer that they put out, the models are better. There's a lot of stuff that they got better. They showed up more character. They finally show up real gameplay. Like they already showed some footage in the past, but you didn't have the HUD. You didn't have much information like on gameplay. So we finally have like explanation about how the game works a bit more. Basic mechanics, some stuff that you can while checking the gameplay showcase, you can figure out stuff pretty easily, so it's nice to see. I hope that we're gonna get like a bit of new character each month or like each couple of months, because they still have like I think what maybe 100 characters to show off at least.
I'm happy that you're happy about Sparking Zero. I'm not really looking into it because I know that you're going to tell me what happens anyways. So I'm not keeping up with it that much. That does kind of remind me, though. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add before I change the subject. Do you?
Should be fine.
Okay. I don't remember the last time I did this, but Mountain Dew news or whatever.
Hey, Mountain Dew news!
It's not necessarily news per se, but I did try the two new Baja Blast flavors or whatever. They did not meet expectations in the way that I thought that I was going to dislike the yellow one and like the red one, and it was the opposite, actually. The red one kind of tasted ass. It was like I really don't even know how to describe it, but it just did not taste good. I was like what I imagine Ajax tastes like, which is a dish soap. And the other one was like a mango lemonade, and that one actually was better than I thought it would be. It's pretty good, but I haven't seen any since that one day I found a bottle of it. I don't think they exist.
You got the only Ajax tasting one. How's it feel?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful that I don't have to buy a 12 pack of that, because I have a collection going, and I don't want to drink any more of that shit. It's honestly like the one of the worst ones I've had in a while, besides like the stupid flavors like the gingerbread or whatever the fuck. Who's at my front door? Interesting.
Are you okay?
Yeah, there was motion detected at my front door.
So, how's the ghost from his front door?
It was my landlord. He's just walking around.
That's kind of weird. You should ask what the fuck he's doing.
His son lives in the house next door.
Oh. Makes sense.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
What do you mean?
Sounds like bullshit.
Nah, they just put in some, like, they planted some trees up in the front yard. They're actually pretty nice. I'm glad, because we needed a tree there.
So now we have three people. Damn right. Penis man. Three people.
Penis man. Go. I'm glad I said penis man as soon as Jay walked in the room. Hi. Did you stub your toe?
No, I haven't.
Damn. Everything okay? So, I haven't talked about it on the podcast yet, but started fostering a cat. We've been feeding it milk and shit, having to feed it every 2 hours.
Milking it.
And it's been a pain for the sleep schedule for both of us, but. Little guy seems meowling. Like he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's meowing. He's alive.
Yeah, I thought that he was a little sick, maybe like an hour ago, but sounds like he's doing fine.
It's okay.
So also, don't know why my light keeps doing that.
We know why.
Let me introduce.
You want to bring him? You can. Here's a cat.
Oh my god. Yeah. He's...
Look how fucking tiny
he
is.
Super young. Yeah.
Super tiny.
Oh no.
Size of my hand.
Bro, this is super young, like super duper retarded.
We're naming him Kimpachi.
I was making a morbid joke, but I'll stop.
Do what you're gonna do.
Was that guy that died in Naruto when he was Naruto's teacher?
No idea.
Huh? Oh, Jiraiya.
You mean. Yeah, I was like, you should name him Jiraiya.
Nah, I haven't watched Naruto, so there'd be no reason to do that. Can you turn this light off, please? Thank you. Tired of that thing turning on and off. Well, we keep having a lull in the combo. I guess maybe this is going to be a shorter podcast than normal.
I mean, no. the thing is that I cut out all the lulls in the conversation, so you can just keep talking and all the empty space will be deleted. But
I'll show you some empty space.
But if we do want to cut it short, we are at 50 minutes. So it's not bad.
I don't know. I'm happy that what do you see? Wait, do you know when season 3 of Jujutsu Kaisen is coming out? I think it was this summer, no? Was it not?
Who are you asking? No answer.
You guys?
I haven't even watched it, so...
Bro, you're missing something. Not really, but...
I'm gonna get there. I watched, like, the first episode. I liked it, but... other stuff interested me more, so I just haven't gotten time to watch it yet.
I mean, I'm happy. There's something. They released the season 2 of Banish from Heroes Party. I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. Like, I watched season 1. That was pretty nice. I remember, like, reading the manga as well.
But, I think I watched a couple episodes of that, and I liked it, but I didn't finish it.
Season 2 is up.
Really?
And I, for some reason, I don't know. I didn't watch it, so now I have, like, something to watch. I need to finish Onkaido. Girls are super adorable. There's other, like, show that I need to finish.
My backlog's starting to look like my Steam backlog, bro. Despite the fact I only watch anime. Yeah, it's hard to catch up on a bunch of shit. Konosuba's coming back in like a week or two, though. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Well, I thought Andrew liked Konosuba, but I guess not.
I like Konosuba.
It's okay.
It's not bad, but...
It's kind of sad because there's a lot of series where I'm like... I feel like there should be a season 2, or like I enjoyed that series, but like, and then I came in and I'm like,
I will say it's pretty neat that in the time that we live in now, anime is so popular that a lot of things do get a sequel season. Like before, most of the time, if the show had a season, that was it. That was all you were going to get. They weren't going to continue it unless it was like a long running show or something like that.
I mean, look at the I don't know, no Exorcist or whatever the name, Blue Exorcist. How many years did it take? Like 10? I don't know. Okay, maybe not 10. Wait.
They are bringing some dead ones back. I have noticed that. So, who knows what'll come out.
It was in 2011. So, yeah, it did take 10 years to have season 2. Right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Season 2? When did it come out? Season 2? No?
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
I had never watched.
It says in 2017. It was in 2017. I don't remember it coming out in 2017. Pretty sure it was. That's so long ago. Yeah, time goes fast. Three.
Hmm.
2024 just ended.
That's hype.
Well,
yeah, I was surprised.
I think I'd agree with Harrison. We should probably wrap it up. We are quite out of conversation today.
Yeah, but okay, let's be honest. I did not get full sleep, and like I'm not in the state of life where I can like go to sleep at the same time. It's like I'm straight up in the middle between like two things. So, but it's fine. Like it's gonna do a shorter one, and that's fine. I mean, we did talk about a lot of stuff as well. Bro, we went wild though. We went wild.
Viewer discretion is advised. Put that at the beginning.
Viewer discretion is not advised. You should just stop being a bitch and just accept life the way it is.
Listen, viewer discretion is advised. And Florida's banning teenagers from social media. And what else did I write down? That was it. That was the only thing we didn't talk about. Oh, somebody stole a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Really?
A $30,000 Yu-Gi-Oh card.
God damn it.
That's about it.
Well, thank you so much for watching. This was a very degenerate episode. Perfectly in my personal element. I enjoy these kind of episodes. So thank you so much for watching. If you like, subscribe, and get to at least 25 likes, I will show you my penis man. So have a good one. Bye-bye.